Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. St. Edward the Confessor, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the 13th of October, and that's the day which not only the children at Fatima, but millions of people saw this remarkable miracle that the sun kind of started to turn colors, and then they said it looked like it was dancing in the sky. And then finally, and then there's all different lights on the ground for the people. And that happened before when Our Lady would appear at Fatima. And then finally, it looked as though the sun were coming straight at them. And everyone thought they would die. And it would be the end of the world. It was very dramatic. But really, God just worked this miracle to let people know that it was true what Our Lady was telling us at Fatima. I mean, true about saying the rosary and being pure and doing our duties and things, and that if we would listen to her, why then there would be peace for the world. A few years after that, you know, the Freemasons, who are the enemies of the church, along with the Democrats, are enemies of the church now too. There's quite a few wicked groups in the world who hate the Catholic Church. Well, the Freemasons thought they could get rid of Fatima and the shrine and the wonderful story by blowing up the tree on which the Blessed Mother appeared. It was a little oak tree, and they planted a bomb there. I think it was on this day in the year 1922. It was blowing up. But of course, you can't use weapons or bombs to destroy God or the Catholic Church or the Blessed Mother and what her message is. What is the message of Mary that you can't destroy? Well, that's why Our Lady came to this earth 99 years ago. It'll be 100 years next year. Why? It was just to remind us about what it is to be a Christian, to behave ourselves, to keep the Ten Commandments, to say our prayers every day, to do some penance, and especially the business about doing our duty each day. So what's your duty? Well, your children at home. So your duties would be, you know, to get up in the morning and brush your teeth and wash your face and eat breakfast and get ready on time and do the jobs that you have around the house in the morning or in the evening, your chores, and to also run outside and play and have some fun today on such a beautiful day after lunch. That's part of your duty too, and listening to your teachers and studying the best you can and reading and saying your prayers and your rosary during October together. Those are all your duties, aren't they? We all have different duties in life. Bishop duties would be different from kiddie duties, and your mom's duties would be different from your teacher's duties, but everyone has duties or jobs. It's more than just jobs around the house, though. And if we do those things well, then we'll please Almighty God. That's the meaning of the morning offering through Mary's Immaculate Heart. You know, we offer everything up to our Lord. Well, Our Lady said, look, you've got to do penance, but the penance that God wants you to do now is not some terrible penance like in the old days, you know, sometimes they would maybe not eat for a long, long, long time, or scourge themselves, or kneel with their hands out like this for a terribly long time, something like that. No, the penance that was asked for is just to do your duty well, which is sometimes the hardest thing of all. It'd be easier for us to kneel down in church with our hands out like this rather than just to pay attention all afternoon in our classes, wouldn't it? Probably so. Our Blessed Mother wants that kind of duty. And she tells us that regardless of what our vocation is in life, what our job is, we can be holy. We could even be saints. So today is the feast day of a king, and his name is St. Edward the Confessor. He didn't hear confessions or anything, but remember, a confessor in the Missal, that means someone who proclaimed or confessed his Catholic faith by the way in which he lived. Usually kings, like presidents and powerful people, are extraordinarily wicked people. People don't know how wicked they really are, but they tend to run towards wicked because they have lots of money and lots of power, and there's no one really getting in their way because they have money and power. But if whenever there's a holy one, the church says, well, look at that, will you? That's wonderful. And so we have kings and queens. Later on this month, we'll have St. Hedwig. She's a queen of Poland. Today's a king of England. And then there was Margaret. Well, she's a queen of Scotland. But there aren't too many. But there could have been more. All they would have to have done is just do their duty. It's called doing the duties of your state of life. For example, one of the things that kings were supposed to do back then was to go hunting. Did you ever go hunting? I don't think I ever did. But some people like to go hunting. And he would use, back then in the Middle Ages, they would use hawks for hunting. And the hawks, I think, would go and they would get certain kind of prey and catch them and bring them back. And that was their way of going hunting. Well, he would go hunting because that's what kings were expected to do. But he would always say his prayers before he went hunting. And he never left in the morning without going to Holy Mass at least once, and sometimes several Masses, on account of him being very holy. That was a way of him doing his duty. Another way of him doing his duty was, he said, I'm not going to tax the people too much. I don't need all this money, especially we're not going to have a tax so we can have wars. Because wars, Our Lady was to say at Fatima, wars are a punishment for sin. And so centuries before, this good king, he said, well, look, we're not going to have these taxes anymore. You can imagine how happy the people were. Your parents are sometimes very oppressed because they have to pay lots of money in what's called taxes. And he gave the money back to the people. That was a wonderful time for people to be alive. And then, because he was a consecrated king and he was very holy and very pure too, he was able to work miracles. And sometimes he liked nothing better than to stand outside the palace gate talking to people. And he didn't mind if very smelly looking lepers came up to him with all open wounds, you know, and their fingers are sort of falling off and things, because that's how it was if you had leprosy back then. And then he would reach out and he would touch them, and sometimes they would be healed, just like that. It was a wonderful miracle. That, too, I think, was part of the duty that he did very well. And he loved St. John most of all. He was his favorite saint. Do you have a favorite saint? It's good to have a favorite saint. St. John was his favorite saint. And whenever anyone was desperate, they would say to his majesty, Your Majesty, please do this for me in the name of St. John. And he could never say no. So one time, there was a beggar that came up to him. I don't know if he had leprosy or not, but he was a beggar. And he asked him for some money, for some alms, for food, I think. And St. Edward the King said, well, certainly, my man. And he looked in his pockets and he realized he didn't have any money, any gold coins with him at all. All that he had was the ring on his finger that was gold, and he had nothing else, so he took the ring off and he gave it to the poor man. Well, it turns out the poor man was really St. John in disguise. And about 6 months later, St. John appeared to a couple of pilgrims and he said, go and tell His Majesty that I'm coming for him very soon. In other words, that he was going to die and go straight to heaven as a saint because he had been so generous with poor people and so good about praying and doing the duties of his state of life. And that's how he became a saint. And that's how you and I can become saints. Not that we can heal people with our touch or need to give them our rings or things like that, but we have our duties every day, children. And that's what our Blessed Mother reminds us at Fatima. What's our most important duty? Well, it's an easy one to do, and I hope you're all doing it. You wear your brown scapular. That's a sign of being consecrated to Mary's Immaculate Heart. Even girls, or even if it shows, it doesn't make any difference. Everybody should always wear a brown scapular. Number two, say the rosary. We should say the rosary every day. And if you're too little or something, and no one's saying the rosary at your house, you could say, could we say the rosary today, please? And then maybe you could say a decade or so, at least yourself, if you can't do anything else, if that's the best you could manage. I'm sure Our Lady would understand. And then when you have your chores, or your jobs, or your responsibilities at school, all day long, try to remember to offer that all up with a smile. And that's really about all there is to it, children. And then you'll be an apostle of the Immaculate Heart. You'll be a child of Fatima. And you'll be on your way to becoming a saint. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.